Attention, attention. Remember to pick up all things, debris around you. Look for anyone that's uncomely, misshapen. We'll hold all responsible for every department that your department is absolutely clean. The inspector should be going around right now that we're assigned. News of the day. Trudeau is leading a Canadian delegation for the rather simple ceremonies by past record, the inauguration of the Pope. He refuses to call it the coronation, but merely his enthronement. That sounds bad enough for us. Vice President Mondale will lead the U.S. delegation. Information has been revealed in West Germany that there's a communist spy at the highest levels of the West German government. It's thrown the West German government into panic, as some of the most advanced secrets of nuclear technology is in the government's hands. A Romanian defector left his Cologne hotel. He is the one that gave the information, but the Romanian defector from communist Romania cannot be found at this time. Cuba, U.S. playoff in football. Looks like the Cubans have a good chance of winning because they defeated Nicaragua 15-0, and U.S. barely made it through its last game. Hydrogen vehicles are going to be empowered throughout capitalist and socialist world. They found a way to split H2O to get hydrogen and water. It's not like fossil fuels, it's endless. The acidification from coal will also provide a high source of energy. Water energy is the basic energy, primal energy of all the universe. So if this is broken through, it would solve the problem of energy supply for eons and eons. Hydrogen is very explosive, but through Hydrix, now using electricity to split the H2O, they feel that this will be controlled. They've had no accidents in some 50 vehicles utilized in the Soviet Union, powered by water alone, and even the USA are also working on this type of energy. They convert energy sources to hydrogen. It's a bridge to the sun. It will enable man to go as far in the universe as he wants to go with this new breakthrough scientifically. Arab peace forces admit to excesses in Lebanon, said Voice of America. Radio Moscow said that tortures and cruelty have been inflicted upon the Arab peacekeeping United Nations force by the fascist Christian militia. However, the Lebanese government said that they would meet fire with fire, all to go before a military tribunal of the United Nations peacekeeping force. Syria and the Christian militia, fascists, that are not even a legal representative of the Lebanese government. Casualty counts from military spokesmen say that the fascists have suffered the worst. The Christian fascists have suffered some 2,000 losses in a Syrian sweep into southern Lebanon. Sadat is working on plans for next week, outlining his peace plan, his compromise, his sellout, his Munich, that will be conducted with Begin, right-wing prime minister of Zionist Israel. Cabinet approved his peace plans, whatever they are, Sadat's peace plans. Chairman Wall talks to the Shah of Iran in Tehran amidst turmoil and city strife as the left are toppling the city's administration and tying up all of the local police and the National Guard. The Chinese Prime Minister received a lavish reception, 21 gun salute in Iran, unprecedented domestic unrest all around him. The security measures are the gravest that the Chinese Prime Minister has ever had to face. New cabinet installed by Shah of Iran, so the Chinese Prime Minister Wang will be the first one to meet their new cabinet. The general world issue and oil management will be those topics that will be of most concern. They are trying to rule Iran into the third world so that the oil will go to help China in her bid for leadership of third world undeveloped nations. TASS quoted Western sources on the fact of a BBC commentary that the Chinese had worked out a Yugoslav-Chinese military cooperation treaty. Tanub, the Yugoslavian news agency, grossly denies this and registers a complaint with the Soviet Union. Marshal Tito, who is now in his 87th year, old guerrilla fighter, said that there is an absolute lie behind this BBC broadcast, only an effort to stir up trouble and try to bring the world closer to a nuclear war. $3,000 million trade deficit in July. The trade deficit of the United States has jumped twice in just 1 month. It doubled the increase of last month. Right now, the United States owes $3,000 million more than it has money in gold to pay. The dollar today dropped the lowest it's ever dropped on the Tokyo market, 6.9, nearly 7 yen from Tuesday to Wednesday. Fourth largest such deficit in this entire history of U.S. capitalist economy. U.S. imports foreign oil down slightly because they're trying to balance a economy that's going crazy. Zigzag. Labor Department Consumer Prices Index show that inflation rate is double digit. It's increased again by 4.5 points. The stock market fell 5 points and also fell 10 points on the Dow Jones scale in USA on Monday. Chad, in another one of those surprising and astounding breakthroughs, a rather right-wing Christian regime has joined forces with the Folinot in a coalition government. General Mahoun is now president of Chad, and Prime Minister Aubry, who had been the secretary of the revolutionary Folinot, Marxist Folinot, who recently kidnapped a French anthropologist before she could go home and held her in hostage, is now a part of the Chad government. Sudan, Khartoum. President Mahoun term ends when the new president is elected. So it can be either Marxist or capitalist, social democracy that will come in Chad. The breakthrough was a surprising and the most effective unity in the north part of Africa. Many credit Colonel Gaddafi, the rather brave and talented leader of Socialist Libya, for the results. Thurgood Marshall is present at the funeral of Kenyatta. Foreign Minister David Owen of Britain attends. Owen's plan, plus many other leaders, many Rhodesian leaders, will be there. All over the Western world, they gather to give commemoration and a moment of solemnity to the life of Kenyatta. On the new future presidency, it'll be selected within 2 months, and the presidency, already according to the cabinet, will go to a non-aligned position. The grimmest warning yet on Rhodesian comes from the Organization of African Unity. They said that a negotiated settlement must take place with the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front under the brave leadership of Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist, and nationalist hero Joshua N. Nkoma. Remember, our party is the People's National Congress, PNC, and our Prime Minister, all of you know and love him, is Prime Minister Forbes Burnham. Our new regional minister is Comrade Leonard Durant, and he is quite familiar with Marxist theory and practice. And we should be very thrilled that we have such a regional minister. Continue with the news. Shell Oil and British Petrol, who have made the most profits in Rhodesia, are now even urging the white regime to make a coalition government with the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, because Robert Mugabe has a strong position in the Patriotic Front, and it is expected that if something's not done immediately, Rhodesia will become another Marxist government like the brave people of Mozambique and Angola. Nigeria, military government plans to return to civilian rule by September of this year, the last part of September. Okay. Plot to dispose Somoza has resulted in 200 arrests of top-ranking civilian leaders in government and over 135 officers. Somoza denies that he has only arrested 8 to 10, he said, military officers and 25 civilians, all charged with subversion of the state, plotting to take over, overthrow the government by force, and they face death by firing squad. Also, the major leaders of the union were also arrested by the Somoza regime. We'll continue to give you more news as the day goes on. We're going to have guests now prepare with everything as presentable in your dress and appearance. Remember, bravo to the People's National Congress, our party. Show our gratitude for living in Guyana, PNC, and Forbes Burnham, our Prime Minister. We'll continue the news later on.
It was extremely.
Why is it cutting by the time?
Extremely poor. It was extremely poor. That when we went around with our guest, very few people knew anything. There were people that sat around that didn't know the PNC. People didn't know the opposition party. When Dad asked for the Third World Doctrine, no one knew who had formulated it. No one knew who was involved in the Three World Doctrine. It was an extremely poor display, particularly when we've gone over and over and over again the same very basic material. The head of the party, the vanguard party, our party, there are people that just didn't know that. It's an outrage. Particularly when our guest...
Your Honor, you want to go ahead and do it? You want me to do it?
Yeah, good.
Now, in order to get through the food line and get your plate, you're going to have to be able to answer one of the following questions.
You're be prepared. There'll be one of them thrown at you. And sooner or later,
one of these questions thrown at you, and sooner or later you will get all of these questions. You have to give the right answer. If you don't, then you go to the back of the food line. This will continue till you can answer the question before you can get your plate. One of the questions is, what does PPP stand for? That's the Party of the Opposition, and it stands for People's Progressive Party. What does PNC stand for? That is our party. It's People's National Congress. Why are we against the PPP? It's because of Upanjati, which means vote your own kind. Dr. Jagan is the person in charge, or head of the PPP, and Dr. Forbes Burnham is the Prime Minister, and he is also in charge or head of the PNC, People's National Congress. You'll also have to know who is the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front. Robert Mugabe is a Marxist. Joshua Nkoma is a nationalist. And the man who does not have any right to rule is Ian Smith. You'll also have to know the doctrine of three worlds, which is the first world is Russia and the USA. The second world is Japan and the European countries. And the third world is China and the undeveloped third world countries. That is it. You're going to have to know one and possibly all of these questions in order to get your dinner. I'm going to have to select a program director for socialist enlightenment. Now I want this person to see that these questions are answered. If you do not answer them, if you can't answer one or two, what do you say? That's fine, that'd be fine. There have been a suggestion, Comrade James Edwards, that's fine. Let him be the program director to go in the line with a stool. I don't have to be on his legs all the time. Every person who goes by him for meal has to be prepared to tell us what the doctrine of three worlds is. As Charlie said, it's the Soviet Union and USA. America. And one other thing you're going to have to be able to do that I forgot to tell Charlie, you're going to have to say one phrase in Russian. You're going to have to say it. Я хочу мир. Я хочу мир. Я хочу мир. If you can't say it, back to the end of the line you'll go. Я хочу мир. If you can't tell us that Zimbabwe and Rhodesia are the same, but the white man calls Zimbabwe Rhodesia, and that white man's name is Smith, Ian Smith, but remember Smith. And he has less than 3% of the people behind him, less than 3%. 3% of the land behind him. Zimbabwean Patriotic Front is led by Robert Mugabe. That's why we gave honors to the Ford lad. He gets some chicken. And another one, too. What's the sister from Jamaica? She saved us on the doctrine of three worlds. Everybody else said it was Russia and the United States that started the doctrine. Elsa Bell. It's our Jamaican sister. Lovey DePino, she came up with PNC, thank goodness, because everybody else looked like bumps on a log. And our Jamaican sister said China came up with the idea of three worlds. That means whose idea it was. What is it, Sister Bell's first name? Ethel Bell. She's from Jamaica. She has that beautiful Jamaican accent. You go to the kitchen too, and they'll give you something. Those people got us off the hook. The Ford boy, James Ford, and then he picked up one of his socialist sisters, a young lady that was nauseated, and carried her to the clinic. Those are the kind of things that impressed that man. He said, I am impressed. He said, if there's any doubt, and undoubtedly there are some Marxists here who have doubts, he said, if there's any doubt about why you are here, it is now cleared up by the fact that you are socialists, you are training your children in socialism. But so we know now, that's important, and you want to do it. And I don't mean that they're going to have to pick some damn crowd. I want this whole crowd, anybody they stop, to be able to answer what Charlie just said. Now, I'll go over it one more time. We are PNC, People's National Congress. Think of put nails in capitalism. PNC, People's National Congress. Our prime minister is Dr. Forbes Burnham. Our regional minister, that good man, he had no tie, just a commoner, good Marxist, so he knows his Marxist rhetoric. He knows Russian also. I spoke some Russian to him. He loves Moscow because they took him when no one could help him and gave him free medicine. So he has a special love for Russia. I said, we're learning Russian and Chinese. So the Chinese teacher, Daisy Lee, will have to prepare to give us some Chinese phrases in People's Rally, if we have just one. And you'll be responsible for that one Chinese phrase and the one Russian. Do you understand? Comrade Grubbs came up with this idea, and I think it's a marvelous idea. If you don't eat, if you don't have some knowledge, you don't eat. I bet you get knowledge damn quick. You hear what I'm saying? All over this house now, again, I'm telling it. Zimbabwe Patriotic Front. Whose leader? Robert Mugabe. He is the Marxist-Leninist, and Joshua in Nkoma is the nationalist. But he's also pro-Cuban there, very favorable to Cuba's help there. Who's the false leader, the wrong leader, has no right to lead Zimbabwe, which the white man calls Rhodesia, they're both the same, Ian Smith. Doctrine of Three Worlds. Who made up that doctrine? Or formulated it? China. Who's in the first world? USA. The Soviet Union, or if you want to say it in Russian, S-A-S-A-S-A-R. Soviet Union. China thinks the Soviet Union is the most dangerous. Why? Because the Soviet Union has the largest standing army and puts more money into technology. And I believe that Soviet Union is hegemony, seeking power over the world, which is not the case. We just present the doctrine. We say we're not pro-Soviet or pro-Chinese. We just know their theory. We say that the Soviets are fearful of Chinese expansionist aims in Europe. You understand? Chinese expansionist aims in Europe. But we are for detente, coexistence, because all socialists need to be one. We follow the lead of our government, which is a non-aligned policy. What's that mean? We're not for the Soviets or against them. We're not for China or against them. Do you understand? We're allied with all socialists, whoever they are. And that's the only way we're going to have peace. And the reason we're not for the PPP is a panjat. Better quit looking at your fingernails and start listening to what I'm telling you. A panjat. Vote your own kind. The East Indians did that to try to get the East Indians to oppose the Black Party of the People's National Congress. But the People's National Congress has Indians and Chinese. The president is Chinese. There are several Indians in the cabinet. So it's an all-inclusive government. Have I covered all that ground? And tell Comrade Edwards he's going to do that. Will you tell him? Piss poor position is the PPP. Piss poor position. It will be if you say it for our party. You'll be in a piss poor position. PPP, People's Progressive Party. If you can't answer that when you go eat, you might as well not get in line. Did you hear what I said? Our Prime Minister is Forbes Burnham. Our party's People's National Congress. A phrase in Russian, I want peace, is Ya Hachu Mir. Ya Hachu Mir. Ya Hachu Mir. Ya Hachu Mir. That goes for all you little children too. Walking by me, John. What's John in Russian? What was John? Victor. Ivan. Ivan Victor. Ivan Victor. Ivan. I like that. Ivan. to say it in Comrade Edwards' ear. Comrade will be the program director of Socialist Enlightenment. And it has to be said in ear. Well, he won't give you, he'll not give the person after you, if you'll follow my direction, I know he will. He'll not give you an answer. He'll not ask two people the same question. So you only wait, listen, and he'll get the answer in ear. And I count on Comrade Edwards to send them to the back of the line. It's going to take a firm personality that will do so. Table, you can have a table, and you can go by and get a pass. And if he gives you a pass, you will pass the line. That could be done that way. Then he could be sitting at a table. If you don't answer the question, I think there won't be as much incentive. For a while, I want him to stand that line. Stand that line and give him a stool. You can set when the person goes by him. You better answer any one of the questions. I'm giving them to you again for the last time. The doctrine of three worlds, USA and the Soviet Union are in the first world. They consider the Soviet Union the most dangerous. Special diets, salt-free, sugar-free. I don't care what you're on, milk or donuts. Everybody goes by it. The second world is Japan and, as Charlie said, the major capitalist nations of Europe. Do you understand? The third world is China sees herself as the leader of the undeveloped world. That doesn't mean they're not rich. It means they've not had the chance to develop industrial power. Do you understand? Big factories. Even Iran, with all of its oil riches, is not in the second world. You got that? And what are the major, I want something else. The major enemies of socialism. What are they? Anarchy, Trotskyism, social democracy, liberalism, social democracy, and revisionism. What? SD. Rats. Revisionism, anarchy, Trotskyism, social democracy. Rats. You got that? Those are the major enemies of what? International socialism. Marxist thought. Those are the major enemies. I want you all to know that you don't eat. Yeah? By God, I hope you hear. They'll announce this again through the radio. It'll be going through noon. It'll be going through the afternoon, so nobody can say they didn't know. Tonight, you may be eating about 10 o'clock. I'm telling you, by God, because we're going to get this. We're not going through this shit. That was ridiculous. I really want to give Comrade Ethel Bell from Jamaica, who doesn't quite understand our English as well, but she got it, and she said China, and Comrade DeBino, because two of you just looked at me like you didn't know what the fuck was going on, like you'd never heard it in your life, and you stared off into space. And the Kice boy, young white lad, been here long, he should have known all those answers, every damned answer. Anybody that's white ought to make a special effort, like some here most do, to get that knowledge in your head. And they always tell them, too, that we're all mixed. We either mixed through marriage or adoption. Do you hear? That impressed the man, too. Okay, Jamal, I want them to talk to him in counseling. It's outrageous to a mind like him. He couldn't give me any answer of any sort. I'd give him a simple question. Not Jamal Basie, Jamal Lundquist. His mother's one of the brightest people. Ain't no sense in this goddamn ignorance when you got good minds. So now do you all understand? Little children, knee-high to a grasshopper, sucking your thumb, picking your nose. I don't give a shit. You got to know up on job. That's why we are not for the PPP. It means vote your own kind.
No.
Here's on him.
No, Bonnie, Jamal Lundquist.
Jamal Lundquist. You got to know you're against a PPP, People's Progressive Party, because it says vote your own kind, up on job. Up on jot. Vote your own time. It is an appeal of the piss poor position, the People's Progressive Party, to get East Indians to vote one way so that they would win. And that is not Marxist principle, to appeal to race to win an election. The Russian phrase that you want to know, and I'll tell you the Chinese later when Daisy Lee comes and gives me one, Ya Hachu Mir. Ya Hachu Mir. Ya Hachu Mir. I want peace. You understand that? You better be saying it, you ain't gonna eat. That child over there playing around, you better say it. Tell them they're not gonna eat till hell freezes over. Ya Hachu Mir. Ya Hachu Mir. Now have I covered it all? Zimbabwe is led by the black leaders, Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist, and Joshua Nkoma, nationalist. And the false leader, The white man that doesn't have any right to lead is Eon Smith. And what great miracle happened in Africa? Angola, a socialist nation, made a friendship treaty with Zaire, a black capitalist nation. Did you understand what I said? All right, get that down. That'll be gone over and over and over. And Comrade Edwards will be asking you these questions starting as of the next meal. The next meal. The four enemies of revisionism, the main enemies are called rats. What are they? Revisionism, anarchy, Trotskyism, social democracy. And what major forms does revisionism take? It's pretty goddamn lazy. What? Peaceful means, gradual, democratic, and legal voting. Pretty goddamn lazy. Peaceful, gradual, democratic, and legal. Pretty goddamn lazy. That's what revision makes up. You got me? Well, that's looking good, Comrade Chicken. We learned your name last night, but I will never be able to say it. What was it? I was on the board last night. We better teach all four of them at the same time. Although the Russians use script the most, the reason the printed letter must be taught first is because the words in the dictionary are printed. This advice comes from Comrade Jackson, so we better have them all there. Comrade Grubbs is taking care of that. He told me he would. I'll give him back attention. Continue with the news. No talking in here, please. There's a large article about us in the Guyana Chronicle with a beautiful picture showing myself, Dr. Goodlett, Herbie Harper, and Johnny Jones, my son, and some other people. Headlines. Now, there's supposed to be no talking when I give the news.
Hey, shut up over there! Hey!
This is... We want to know what's happening. It's important. People be quiet so they can listen. Headlines of this beautiful big picture that they have of us, myself, Dr. Goodlett, Johnny Jones, Herbie Harper. What's Herbie Harper? I even forgot him. Viola Burnham's brother, yes, and some more people. Headlines is Black American Publisher says People's Temple Agriculture Mission inspiring and challenging mission. Leading black newspaper publisher in the United States says that the People's Temple Agriculture Mission in Northwest District of Guyana was an inspiring, intriguing, and challenging project. Dr. Carlton Goodlett, who publishes the largest newspaper in Northern California, recently made a flying visit to the project site in the Northwest District, which has been in operation for about 3 years. There, he met the head of the mission, Bishop Jim Jones, and was shown around the 500-odd acre site that is cultivated along with members of the local press and radio. The project is the first which is based in California, United States. The project is the first which was established by the California United States-based People's Temple. Dr. Goodlett and the Civil Rights Struggle in the United States. This don't make no sense. People's Temple and Bishop Jones must have struggled with Dr. Carlton Goodlett in the civil rights struggle in the United States. The influential medical practitioner, who is also president of the National Newspaper Association, Black Press of the United States, says he was very impressed with what the People's Temple was doing in Guyana. The project site, which is known as Jonestown, is striving towards self-sufficiency in food crops, and at the moment is also supplying neighboring areas with greens, vegetables, and chicken. One of the sidelines is cassareep, produced from cassava grown at the mission. Goodlett paid tribute to the medical clinic, the nursery, educational facilities, and cultural activities of the mission. He said he was very impressed and pleasantly surprised that in such isolation, the estimated 1,200 community of men, women, and children were still living in a high standard of living through their own resourcefulness and industry. All right, that's it. Visit with the Russians was very beneficial. We'll get more feedback on that later.
We want peace. War men don't need war hay. Again? We want peace. War men don't need war hay.
Let me see if I have it right. War men don't need war hay. I don't think I have it right. You say it again.
War men don't need war hay.
War men don't need war hay. Joe. Say it again.
Woman don't need wall hay. Woman don't need wall hay. We wish you peace. Woman don't need wall hay. We wish you peace. Woman don't need wall hay. We wish you peace. Woman don't need wall hay. Woman don't need wall hay. Woman don't need wall hay. We wish you peace. Woman don't need wall hay. We wish you peace. Woman don't need wall hay. Woman don't need wall hay. We wish you peace. Woman don't need wall hay.
Now you can talk for you all. As I was mentioning in the news, the plot to dispose Somoza, a coup, was almost successful. It's meant over 200 arrested in the army, and nameless and numberless number of people who have been arrested in the civilian levels of government. Somoza, the dread dictator of Nicaragua that's upheld by U.S. capitalism for 44 years, said at the most he'd only arrested between 8 and 10 officers and 25 civilians. All charges of plotting to take over the government, said he, and so he arrested them, and he arrested a couple of union leaders. However, all foreign news broadcasts have it quite to the contrary. He has arrested all union heads and all opposition, wherever they were. Continuing with the news, Muhammad Ali, former heavy title weight boxer, is going to be fighting it off again with Spinks. I guess that's the way they call him, Spinks, in New Orleans. And Muhammad Ali said if the national anthem was to be sung, it had to be sung by Joe Frazier, former title holder, and Joe Frazier has agreed to sing the national anthem. He said, if I have to hear it, said Muhammad Ali, I want a black man to sing it. So we're going to be into some interesting thing in the fight arena as Muhammad Ali gets a second chance at the title. Billions of dollars in aid have not upgraded schools, said Voice of America, because local school teachers and officials have not had enough to say about teaching patriotism in the schools. In what is distinctly a sharp Cold War right-wing tactic, the Voice of America said the reason education's billions of dollars has been ineffective in the United States is that we have not listened to the local teachers who would put great emphasis on love of country. Memphis, a tornado struck Elvis Presley Boulevard and confined itself only to the fast food services, the quick service restaurants. Everybody in McDonald got their ass blown out. 29 in the McDonald's restaurant on Memphis, Tennessee's Elvis Presley Boulevard were all blown out on the street. Several have been injured, and at this point, several critical. The only thing that was attacked was quick service restaurants. And I think that there's a dimension of mine. We've talked so much about McDonald's, I wonder, by God, if maybe McDonald's didn't catch a little heat. At least it didn't pay those folks to be in the fast service restaurants because they were the only ones that got hit by the goddamn tornado. It lifted up one heavy lady of some 277 pounds and her husband, who was 140, and carried them 100 feet away. She fell on top of her fat ass, and that was all that was injured, her fat ass. Somoza insists on staying as dictator till 1981. The Voice of Netherlands says if this is the case, if he maintains his rule till 1981 presidency, dictator Somoza says he has no plans to declare martial law, but BBC says it's quite evident that the army is going to take over in a matter of hours in Nicaragua. He has no popular support. The people have turned totally against Somoza, and he can only hope that the right-wing element of his army will maintain his leadership. Democrat representative to Congress, Larry McDonald, a high official in the neo-fascist John Birch Society, won by 12,500 votes in Georgia, showing distinctly how far right and fascistic the last stage of monopoly capitalism that United States is going. Lisbon, Portugal, Prime Minister de Costa is calling for an austerity program The communists and socialists are giving little sympathy because they feel that there is not enough Marxist or socialist representation in the government. The far right accused Prime Minister de Costa of having too many socialists in the government, namely the foreign minister, the minister of interior, and the minister of home affairs. Carter has returned from his dangerous vacation in the west in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. He only got 10 days because he had to rush home to get a compromise on natural gas bill, where Carter was promising the big utilities that they could have uncontrolled, unregulated prices. He's finding some opposition in Congress, and it looks like his bill will be defeated unless he can do some fast talking. Black paper, the only remaining paper in Rhodesia, The World, has been outlawed in South Africa, and all of the editors and the publishers and owners were arrested this morning at 6:30. They're held in house detention with no charges. That means they can spend the rest of their life in house arrest. They're not allowed to leave their house for anything. People have to bring them their foods, their supplies. They must not leave their house by night or day. The United States arranging to negotiate for lower fares and better service to more cities, as they have allowed the airlines, as you know, to decrease their rates as high, as low as 70%, and to increase them by 10% without Federal Aeronautics Association approval, without the FAA approval. Netherlands, Israel, Japan, Great Britain, and West Germany are entering into bilateral trade agreements to try to save the faltering capitalist economies in Europe, as every one of those nations is suffering from some degree of inflation or another. West Germany and Japan the least of all, but the rest are nearly as badly affected as the United States. Foreign airlines must now agree not to undercut U.S. airlines, and they will not be allowed to land. The Soviet plane, Aeroflot, will not be allowed to land in New York because the fares on Aeroflot are one half the prices of Pan Am and Transworld Airlines. Arab peacekeeping force, the Arab League, the oil-rich nations, who have been a part of the peacekeeping force for the United States, have been charged with excessive cruelties. This has been denied. The Voice of America has much to say about so-called excesses. They have nothing to say about the fascist Christians that are holding on to Lebanon illegally and have wiped out whole villages. The Shah of Iran has thrown out the red carpet for Chinese Prime Minister Wang. China attacked big power aggression and for the first time in several days also took a heavy attack on the United States as well as the Soviet Union. So China is living up to her doctrine of three worlds with some consistency. Yugoslavia denies that any military agreement was made with China. The Soviet Union has accused Yugoslavia of entering into a military agreement. The Soviet Union has all of her allies of the Warsaw Pact in Crimea. I've forgotten how they said it in Russia. The Krim, I think they said. Hussein Audrey, the Folonot leader, who is a Marxist-Leninist, has made perhaps the best news of the day by getting the Chad moderate conservatives and right wing to join in a coalition government. The Chad president, presently elect, will remain the prime minister, but the deputy prime minister will be Hussein Audrey, a Marxist-Leninist with pro-Soviet leanings. Rumors has Somoza is about to flee the country. His bank claims that most of his monies in Nicaragua have already been moved to secret accounts in various parts of the world. Nicaragua is the size of the state of Alabama. It's a banana republic, tightly under the control of U.S. monopoly capitalism. U.S. Marines intervened the last time. They've intervened in Nicaragua many times. The last time they intervened was in 1933. The United States Marines have intervened several times in Nicaraguan affairs. The last time was 1933. At that time, they imposed the Somoza family. So the Somoza rule goes back 45 years. At that time, it was the father of the present Somoza leader. Somoza, Elder Somoza, lost to his son in 1956. Then the brother, the eldest brother, had a campaign against his own brother and defeated him in 1967, and the brother died under mysterious circumstances. It has been rumored, even by BBC, that Washington was involved in the brother, Somoza, killing the elder brother, killing the younger brother. Since 1967, the strong-armed dictator, the last of the Somoza brothers, rules with a fascist hard hand. Washington sees Nicaragua as a bulwark against communism. Nicaragua had given quite a great esteem, the business circles, to Somoza until the earthquake a few years ago that nearly destroyed Nicaragua, and the Somoza family, the elder one that remained, and his children took all the money sent by the United States for construction supplies and other countries and put them in their own private bank accounts. Somoza now controls 30% of all the construction countries and firms in Nicaragua. He controls 35% of all the land in private ownership. He controls all the newspapers and the televisions. He controls the airlines. Carter would not give the same carte blanche support to Somoza, the dictator in Nicaragua, as Nixon has given. This has upset many in the Chamber of Commerce and other of the financial capitalist set in Washington. It is feared by some analysts in BBC that Carter will have to support the same right-wing dictatorships as Nixon did his predecessor, or he might find himself certainly defeated in the next election, if not, as a commentator, Pearl Henry said on BBC, assassinated. It was from there that Nixon, Eisenhower, and later even Kennedy, Nicaragua, launched the Bay of Pigs invasion against the